You have to do what most people consider crazy to be successful in entrepreneurship.
I embrace the challenges. It's such a mindset shift. Every time there's a challenge or a problem, I look at it as a reason to learn and get better at my craft, whether it's as a property manager, a landlord, or as a business owner. And I found that
Adam McFadden is a firefighting innovator, entrepreneur, and best-selling author. As the founder of Firehouse Training, Canada's fastest growing fire service training company, he has revolutionized how first responders and safety professionals prepare for their careers.
Firefighters and workplaces are always looking for more. We know the technology changes, the risks and the hazards change, and we're able to fill a lot of those gaps.
I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't have time. I'm working, right? But we know as entrepreneurs, you have to create the time and maybe give up the Netflix for 2 hours.
Absolutely.
To work on the business. How do you juggle both and advice for people like that?
We see many make excuses. They don't have the time. Maybe they don't have the finances to start their own business. But the only advice I could say is,
it spans the globe like a super high school internet.
Elvis Presley. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
It's not over until I win.
The Living Your Legacy Podcast. For those who live to leave a legacy.
That's extraordinary.
The impossible.
Oh, that is sensational.
Jordan. Open.
Chicago with the lead.
Usain Bolt is the fastest man on the planet.
You can live your dream.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Legacy Makers Podcast. Today joining me is Adam from Firehouse Training. Epic story we've got today. We're diving into how he does his day job still helping fight fires, but then also educates thousands of people in his industry. He's one of the leading educators, an author, an investor, and yeah, a ton more to dive into. Adam, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, Rudy. Thanks for having me.
So look, if people don't know who you are, I know you've got a whole story and your episodes diving into it all, and you're doing a lot on the business side, obviously in your day job, the investing side. Do you mind just giving a quick intro to everyone about yourself?
My name's Adam. I'm with Firehouse Training. We're one of Canada's largest fire service and workplace safety training companies. We've had the opportunity over the last many years to train thousands and thousands of aspiring firefighters, current firefighters, and other workplaces, both online in our virtual format and in our in-class sessions as well. So again, having the chance to train and teach and do what I absolutely love to do, I can basically say I'm living the dream every single day, Rudy. I love
that. That's the great thing about entrepreneurship, right? Most of us build businesses based on what we're passionate about, right? And it's really rewarding to be able to do so. And then the legacy part is being able to change lives in the process. So I know you're obviously doing that through the education system, and you know, you've got even more planned with that. So what for someone that is watching, doesn't maybe know the business side, and maybe assumes that everyone's just trained to fight fires, like what do you do? You know, how does that work?
I think right now we see in the industry, you know, that there's some amazing standardized training that's out there. Firefighters and workplaces are always looking for more. We know the technology changes, the risks and the hazards change. So whether it's dealing with electric vehicles, hazardous materials, or fires that are happening in the vertical city, such as high rises, we see these different challenges and the specialty training that goes along with it. And we're able to fill a lot of those gaps with some of the experience that I bring and some of the fantastic instructors that I have within my company. To help share their perspective, experience, education, and knowledge with our students across the country in Canada and even in the U.S. through various conferences that we speak at as well.
Well, and that's a great example because, yeah, I guess, you know, when you become a firefighter, you learn a certain way, but 10 years later now there's Teslas blowing up around, you know, on the roads, and you have to approach that differently because the mechanics versus a regular car.
For sure. I'm a big proponent of continuous learning and professional development.
Yeah.
And to constantly hone your skills. I have the ability through my company to constantly be around people that want to learn and are engaged and passionate about the job. And not only, you know, like they say, you know, your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
But the ability to learn from others and educate and then pass that along to the students that take our courses across North America, it's a treat. I absolutely love it. And we see not only positive engagement from the students, but the feedback we get, the reviews, is something that motivates me each and every day to continue to do what I'm doing and grow this business as big as I can.
Yeah, but and within that sector, and I think the kind of public health sector, you're a rarity because a lot of people aren't entrepreneurial, right? Like I know a lot of nurses or police, and they're very passionate about helping people, great people, but from a financial marketing business standpoint, they're kind of stuck in their ways, right? So what made you do all this and kind of separate yourself?
Yeah, it's interesting. Growing up, I had a grandfather that had a flourishing business in the fragrance industry, and watching him and his entrepreneurial spirit and building a business and working for himself was something that I always thought I wanted to do and follow in. There's a certain lifestyle that came with that that I always thought in the back of my mind I would like to have for myself. But even with that, having the ability to transition into a sales and marketing career that many people don't know I had prior to becoming a first responder allowed me to learn, how to pitch a product, going to networking events and meetings, organizing emails and traveling across Canada with that company really gave me the skill sets to become a budding entrepreneur. In my early 20s, I also started investing in real estate, in which, when you're dealing with tenants and banks and mortgage brokers, there certainly is a lot to learn that way. But after being a real estate investor for 20 years, seeing the highs and even the lows has allowed me to establish a mindset as an entrepreneur that, in my opinion, allows me to be unbeatable.
Yeah. I think, hopefully this message and your story and your episode and everything you do is inspiring for people in the public sector, first responders. Like my dad came from that, and you don't get paid much, right? Like, sadly, for all the amazing work you do. So hopefully, it's also inspiration for other people watching, if they're in that sector or any 9-to-5, that you can go on and create that generational wealth, or at least that financial freedom, even while working. I think is a really important point too, because I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't have time, I'm working, right? But we know as entrepreneurs, you have to create the time and maybe give up the Netflix for 2 hours.
Absolutely.
To work on the business. How'd you juggle both, and advice for people like that?
For myself, we see many make excuses. They don't have the time. Maybe they don't have the finances to start their own business. But the only advice I could say is you just have to start, right? You have to put pen to paper. You have to start writing down those ideas, document your thoughts and look to find a way to push those ideas and those processes forward each and every day. And I feel that I'm able to do that, as an entrepreneur and business owner. But by doing that, it's maintaining consistency and discipline,
yeah,
right? I am always working, and many people do see that. But I wouldn't have it any other way, because I love what I do.
And I think the discipline shouldn't be underestimated, because, especially first responders in public sector, nurses and stuff, you often come back and you're exhausted from your shift, right? And so it's very easy to say, I'm going to crash out on the couch for a few hours, right? And I think part of it's discipline, and also looking after your health, right?
If you're
looking after your health, working out, eating well, sleeping well, then plus discipline, you can go the extra mile after a shift and get some work done in the business.
And that's an important part for me, ensuring that, you're eating well, still trying to get as much sleep as you can, although a lot less than most people, for the last few years, especially since the pandemic, getting up each and every day at 5 a.m. and maybe going to bed as late as midnight, but having the discipline to answer those phone calls, return those emails consistently, get quotes done on time, preparing training programs, and just trying to provide the best customer service you can, but also putting out the best and most polished product. And that all takes time, right? So the one thing I've really worked hard on is delegating. During some of the challenges that I've had recently following the pandemic with some of my real estate investments, really had my back against the wall,
yeah,
right? When you have tenants that don't pay and mortgages that are skyrocketing due, yeah, to inflation.
Well, the banks still want their money.
Of course they do.
The tenants don't pay, right?
But my ability to double down on my business, I hired a few more sales reps. I put some more money into marketing. and to see what I was able to do by upping the ante on the capabilities that I have as a business owner, and even more time that I could put in and the effort needed to grow this business has proved remarkable.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's the constant theme that I've been in this industry 10, 15 years, that every successful entrepreneur, it's not a straight line to success. There's a lot of failures, but when it gets tough and there's problems, you just make it happen, right? You get up at 5 a.m. and get the emails going. You know, when maybe your real estate stuff's suffering, you're now funding it from the other business. So you have to
exactly
really put down on the other business, right? And I own 7 businesses. So I wish all 7 just crushed it all at one time, but it's kind of like you're juggling, you know, you're over here.
It would be nice.
Over here. So let's talk about the real estate more. How did you get into that? And what are some of the lessons and struggles you've had from that?
Years ago, in my early 20s, when I had my first sales job, I had the ability to travel across Canada as a regional sales rep. And I remember getting on the airplane and making it a point not to watch movies. I would read books. So whether there was business books, sales, I learned as much as I could about the game of business. And I knew right then, when it came to having a specific lifestyle that I was looking for, you certainly weren't going to do that from a 9-to-5 job on a salary. So I knew I needed to understand investments. So buying my first rental property, multi-unit property at 22 years old, getting the keys and opening that door and not having a clue what I was doing, I knew that it was something I had to do in a position I had to put myself in to have the lifestyle that I wanted to have in the future.
Yeah, I was 21 when I bought my first rental. Well, I actually bought one 50-50 with my mom when I was 18, but my first 100%, I was 20, 21. Same. And I have a bunch of student properties in England that I rent out. And it was the same thing, you know, with students. It's always a crapshoot on how it's going to work out. But everyone thought I was crazy, you know. I was a student at the time, and
yeah,
I rented to my best friend. And then I bought more and more and rented to other students. And in one year, about like half of my class was renting my houses, which was great. But you have to be, you know, you have to think outside the box, and you have to do what most people consider crazy to be successful in entrepreneurship.
I embrace the challenges. It's such a mindset shift. Every time there's a challenge or a problem, I look at it as a reason to learn and get better at my craft, whether it's as a property manager, a landlord, or as a business owner. And I found that once I had that mindset shift, I haven't had a bad day in years. See, when you take the feelings out of your day-to-day process and you just get up and do the job that you need to do to grow a business, to maintain your rental properties, you know, to continue to be the best first responder and firefighter that I can be, it just simplifies your entire life. And you understand that any problem or challenge that comes, you need to find a solution for it. And that's exactly what we do each and every day on the fire ground as a firefighter. So incorporating everything together and having that mindset shift, especially after going what I've been through as a real estate investor in the trying times following the pandemic, has allowed me to not only take the real estate, you know, education and perspective that I have, but tie that directly into firehouse training.
Yeah, well, I want to highlight two things there, because I mean, it's a lot of it's all perception, right?
Like perception is your reality.
Reality, yeah. And so it's like a great example of this is most people would freak out if their part of their house was on fire. To you, that's everyday job.
That's
right?
A good point.
Shift your perception.
Yeah.
In business, when you've been in it long enough, getting an employee letting you down, something failing, someone stealing from you, someone backing out of a
You're
deal,
right.
A tenant not paying rent. Eventually in business, it becomes like the fire for you.
But
it's like, oh, there's another fire. There's someone that forgot to turn their candles off.
Yeah.
I went out. Okay, let's figure it out and you'll be okay. So really you have to train that as a skill. And I think anyone can train that
if they've got the right mind. It is a skill. And whether it's a negative comment online about your business or a challenge with a tenant or, you know, not meeting the expectations of a client, you learn from each and every one of those. And with my mindset and the position I'm in, I know that I'm going to grow and get better at business and overall make me a better entrepreneur. And this is how that mindset shift has transformed my life. And again, meeting individuals like yourself and having these opportunities, you know, not just in our country, but across, you know, the U.S. and even the world, I know that the sky's the limit. And once you know what the bottom feels like,
yeah,
really, once you know what the bottom feels like, you become unstoppable.
Yeah, and you just got to start, right? Like, you
yes.
got to start somewhere. Yep. And like, I'm sure when you had your first hater online, it was like scarier than
a fight, right?
But now it's normal, you know? So it's, everyone has to start, and everyone starts the same, and everyone, it's scary when you start, but then you keep going and go through it. And the only difference between ultra successful and not is that person kept going and the rest of them quit along the way.
And I am motivated by that. Again, someone once said, I've never had a hater doing better than me. And, that perspective and that mindset, you have to just keep pushing forward. And like you said, you have to start. And those fears that first happen when you start a business or you make those first few phone calls or ask for the sale, right? I remember many years ago when I was working my first sales and marketing job, providing the client everything they needed to make a decision to buy that building construction product. And I remember sitting there across from the table, I flew halfway across Canada, and I asked that customer for the sale. I said, are you ready to buy? I've given you everything you need. And he looked at me across the table and he said, are you asking for the sale? And I said, yes, sir, I am. And he said, all right, let's do it. And I always remember that. And I carry that with me each and every day through my business.
Yeah, I think the amazing part, I still remember the first sale I did when I got into marketing, but then again, you progress so much that now your sales team are selling those same deals.
Of course.
And you're working on other stuff or on a plane or filming here or working out of the gym. And that, again, it's just that evolution.
It's almost, we have fun with it with my sales team. It's almost like going to war. Right?
Yeah.
There's a battle each and every day, but we don't put pressure on ourselves, but we have fun with it. Yeah. And those interactions and that ability to network and meet people, and build those relationships, whether it's over the phone or in person at various networking events, that's what business is all about. And that's why I work as much as I do. When you build those relationships and you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah, totally, totally. So talking, shifting now more into the legacy part, we talked a lot about current business and the mindset behind being successful. Where's the future lie for you and the business?
I think the future can be anything that I want it to be based on my mindset. I mean, really, there's so many opportunities out there, trends and changing technologies that the brand Firehouse Training can assist in many different areas, whether it's first response, health and safety, mental health. The way that the world's constantly transitioning on a day-to-day basis, I feel that my business can also do the same. Yeah. And having that flexibility and adaptability and having a good team around me with a good support system will allow me to handle the ebbs and flows of the industries, but also move forward with the changing trends and not only, build a business that gives me that sense of fulfillment each and every day, but can also help my bank account as well, right? Yeah. At the end of the day, when you offer a good service, and a good product, I feel that the financial gain and compensation will just naturally come with that, the more effort that you put into it.
Totally. And say there's someone watching now, they're maybe in your industry or in a similar industry, or maybe they're not, but they're inspired by everything they're hearing, right? And how you've transitioned and created this great business and now an investor and an author and all those things. And they're sat there wanting to do the same, but they haven't started yet. What's one or two tips you'd give them?
You have to have a plan. Whether you're making notes on a piece of paper or sending emails to yourself about ideas you had, the one thing I've learned is that it's one thing to have an idea, but you have to have a plan to put it into action. And today, with many of the individuals I find in today's society, we are seeing less action. And maybe some of the, whether it's in the workforce or the younger generation, I just feel that if you find something that you're passionate about and gives you that personal why or that motivation, that will give you the energy you need to take action on those ideas.
And it's easier than ever, I feel, with the internet,
I agree.
I only started maybe 16 years ago, but I was like, Now you can take courses, hundreds of YouTube videos. You know, I was reading books, right?
Like, it's all about learning.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, easier than ever. But it is, like you said, it's like you've got to have the mindset, you've got to be disciplined, and you've got to go get it. So, let's talk a little about legacy. Obviously, there's a lot of that in your episode and your story, and then kind of where you see that leading to. But what does legacy mean to you?
Legacy for me means taking that brand and making it bigger than myself. A brand that can not only change the game in the training industry, but also in other areas of mentorship, or where, you know, the community is looking for help, or, situations that we can further provide education, experience, and perspective to not just make our industry and the fire service better, but anywhere else that this brand of Firehouse can take us.
Love it.
And I think being able to look at the big picture and understand that as we develop as a person, as a business owner, as an investor, an entrepreneur, that brand that you build, or even that personal brand, you can take it anywhere you want.
Yeah, totally.
And that's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, well, the personal brand to me is like your foundation, right? So you can move from, you know, the firehouse training to the real estate, and then who knows where your passion is? Because in life, I remember when I was a young kid in my first relationship, someone much older said, "Rudy, you'll probably never end up with the person you're dating now."
Yeah, of course.
And I mean, business is much the same.
You're right.
You know, often you get so absorbed on that first thing, but really it's like just keep improving yourself, because then the new opportunities come, right? And you also change in passion and interest.
And I think it comes with seasons. If this is the season I'm in right now, to work hundreds of hours a week and travel across the country learning and engaging and building this business, then that's it.
Yeah.
If the next season is starting a family or building other relationships, then that may be a different season.
Yeah.
But I know that my brand will be able to, you know, withstand those changes and continue to grow no matter the season that I am in personally.
Love it. Love it. So last question. What do you want to be remembered for?
All in all, I just want to be remembered for someone who puts in effort, is a hard worker, but also someone that's easy to get along with and wants the best for others, right? As a first responder, there's specific personal characteristics that come with this career. And if I can adapt and take a lot of those characteristics and apply that into my real estate investments, into my entrepreneurial or business life, I think that my brand, you know, my personal growth will just continue to move forward in a positive way. And that's all I ask.
Love it. And just to summarize, if people are inspired by this, podcast, they're going to go watch the full episode. But
definitely,
if they want to, you know, check out the book or your website or socials, just let them know where they can find that.
Definitely. Yeah, check us out on Instagram at Firehouse Trading, TikTok as well, and of course, X, LinkedIn, you know, all the major channels. But
And the book.
And the book, of course, yeah. So we did have the opportunity during the challenges in the pandemic, when the government forced us to stay home there for a couple of years.
You got riding.
Yeah, we got riding. I got to work. And the one advantage of having that time that we otherwise didn't have to be productive and have the discipline to put together content that I've been using all these years to help aspiring firefighters get hired in our industry. We put together an amazing document here. It's an Amazon bestseller. And the ability to help others gain the career of their dreams,
yeah.
Right? So learning from my own personal challenges and the many years that it took for me to get hired as a first responder, I can now pass along through this book to those that are looking for their own career and have their own goals.
Love it. Well, there you go, guys. Another episode in the wraps. Of course, go and check out his full episode with his story, his legacy, and everything he's learned in the process. And make sure you check out the book, social media, and all that stuff too. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Keep building a legacy. Take care.